Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday, and welcome to Healing House Radio. This is Dr. Eileen, and today we're going to be talking about what do you really want? For those of you who are down in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for pretty much everywhere else, including right here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. Now, if you want to call or log on to the chat room, the ever-effervescent Kina will be manning the chat room, which I will check in on after the show's over. So, let's talk about what we really want. Now, as far as I'm concerned, it would be very nice to have a nice big lottery win or just something out of the blue, that unforeseen windfall that comes in that just seems to bring us that abundance that takes everything into perspective and that, you know, gets us all those things that we think would be very, very cool. But what is it that you really, really want? I mean, it's very easy to say, well, I want to win the lottery. I want to win a $100 million lottery. But that's not what you want. You don't want the money. You want whatever it is that the money would get you. So let's say, well, if I had that money, I would buy a house. And that's what I want. Well, is that really what you want? Do you want a house and a building, or do you want to feel secure and you want to feel safe and you want a place to feel safe? So when we look at those things about what we want, as opposed to, not even as opposed to what we need, but what is it that we really feel needs improving, enhancing, what takes us to that next level of our own personal development? A lot of people say that they want to serve humanity. Well, is that really what they want? Be a little bit more specific. A lot of folks go with the theory that the universe will provide anything that you want or need. The trick is you have to be very specific with your question. When you ask for the lottery win, is that really what you're looking for? Is that really what you're needing? Maybe you just want to feel safe and secure and not have to worry about your survival. Maybe you want to be able to take care of your family, friends, and loved ones. And maybe it just goes into that place of, you know what? I would love for there to be a change in my life. I would love for it to be easier. I would love not to have to worry about whether or not I can meet my obligations and whether or not I'm going to be able to hang in and, you know, retire and take care of my kids and all of those things. I mean, deep down, a lot of us really just want to be safe. We want to be able to be in that place of not having to struggle. So it is a very interesting sort of concept when we really talk about and get down to the bare bones of what we want. And what we want for ourselves may be different from what we want for others. And it is really kind of tricky sometimes when we think about what we want for others. I mean, I have two sons who I adore. I believe that they are the most amazing, wonderful aspects of my life. And I would do anything to have them happy. But can I say, well, I want them to be successful, or I want them to have these wonderful jobs, and I want them to have wonderful, amazing relationships? You have to be very careful about that. And keep in mind, whenever you say, I want this for this person, no matter how generous it is, you're starting it off with, I want. And maybe what you want is not in alignment with what they want. And I know we've all had people who love us and adore us and want to take care of us, and yet what we want for ourselves is different from what they want for us. And it gets tricky because it's like, well, all I want is for you to be happy. And that starts off with what you want. It becomes a very slippery slope once we start deciding that what we want for someone is better than what they want for themselves, or that it's the right thing for them. And it's really uncomfortable to be put in a situation where someone, especially someone who, I mean, you know they love you, you know they care about you, you know they want the best for you, and what they believe is the best for you isn't totally in alignment with what you think is best for yourself. It is a work. And, you know, sometimes you'll hear people, especially in spiritual communities, talk about a work. A work is when you have to get very real with yourself, when you have to go into that place of, you know, okay, you know, I can't hide from this anymore. I can't hide from the truth of this. If I'm going to be authentic, this is what I have to do. So, I mean, sometimes it's like, well, that's why they call it a work and not a fun. Because while sometimes work can be fun, sometimes it isn't. And when you have to really look at that point of, you know, what do I want? Do I want fame and fortune? And if so, why? It's not the fame and fortune you want. Maybe you just want recognition. And maybe it's just that piece of wanting to be acknowledged. And if you go out into the universe and say, I want to be acknowledged. I want to feel as though what I do matters. I want to be able to have a validation of who I am and what I've put out there. Well, that's a much more specific question. And it is a very complex question. It can be very simple and very complex all at the same time. And it looks like we've got a caller in, and let's see, we're not quite sure about where he's from. Hold on just a moment. Hello, caller. This is Dr. Eileen. Hello? Okay, so we've got a really bad connection. If you can hear me, I cannot hear you at all. So you can try calling back again, but for some reason this connection isn't allowing us to hear anything you're saying. So make sure that you give a call back, okay? All righty. Well, sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes technology just doesn't work, and that's just the way it is. And I want to be able to take a call, but I'm unable to. So hopefully, let's see. What I'm going to do, if you can still hear me, what I'm going to do is I'm noting down your number. So if you can't connect with me during the show, what I'll do is I'll give you a call afterwards. So anyway, going on to about what we really want. I mean, whether it's for ourselves or whether it's for somebody else, wanting has its own special magic to it. And when you think about it, wanting is thought without action. Thought with action is manifestation. So when you express a desire to the universe, when things just seem to fall out of your hands and you're not quite getting a hold of something, you want clarity. You want to be able to see what's going on. Maybe you want to be able to be strong in order to face some sort of adversity coming up. And I add the caveat, be careful what you ask for. Because as soon as you say, you know, please, I want to be stronger, think of it as a muscle. How does a muscle get stronger? It gets stronger by being placed under stress. So if you are asking the universe and telling it you want to be stronger, what's going to happen is you are going to be dogpiled with adversity in order to allow you to become stronger. But does it happen every time? No. But if you're a believer in the fact that the request you put out is what comes back to you, yeah, that's the only way it works. We gain strength through facing challenges. It's the same as people who pray for patience and who ask the universe and say, I want to be a more patient person. It's a pretty clear bet that you are going to have every possible person who could possibly irritate you come into your field just so you can make a practice of being patient. So when you look at what it is you really, really, really want, and, you know, as I mentioned, my sons, what I want for them is not necessarily what they want for themselves. And I have to respect that, and I have to honor that as the young men that they are, that it's their choice in moving out into the world. I mean, you know, I didn't do it when they were 2 and 3 and 4. And once they reach a certain age, it becomes important to allow our young people to make both choices and mistakes. Because it is through our opportunity to make mistakes and to have to clean up our own messes that we learn to move forward in life. We also learn that those little things that happen really aren't as big as we think that they are at the time. When you have an opportunity to let yourself be challenged, that's when you can take ownership of the things you want. That's where it goes from that place of thought without action and converts it to thought with action. I want to win a lottery. Well, no, really what I want is a whole bunch of money. Well, no, really what I want is the things that I believe that money will expedite. That gets closer. So what am I willing to do for that money? It may be that I'm only willing to invest $1 or $2 or $10 weekly into a lottery, and that's what I'm willing to do. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with that, and it is perfect if that's what you want to work with. So go for it. If that's how you want to manage that. If you go into that place of, okay, what else am I willing to do for that money? What else am I willing to do to gain the financial security to get the stuff that is the real thing that I want? Well, it may be, you know, if you have a job, maybe it's changing jobs. Maybe it's going back to school. Maybe it's changing your lifestyle to reduce what you spend in order to create more abundance for yourself. It's like, wow, okay, I go out to eat, you know, 8 times a week. Maybe I'll go out to eat 7 times a week. Or, you know, maybe I'll cut this down. Or maybe I can do without that. And by doing without, I actually find that I have more abundance that I can use to save up for the thing that I want. When I talk to a lot of people and they say that what they would love to do would be able to travel and travel around the world and a big lottery win, it's like, man, I am going to travel, which is tremendously cool. And that would probably be a part of my lottery win. But is traveling really what I want? Well, if I take it to the next level, it's like, well, if I'm traveling because I want to experience new things and new people. and I want to go to exotic places and see them and experience them with my own eyes and, you know, just feel the energy of that. Okay, that's a lot more specific. And why do I want to do that? Well, because I know that the world is a bigger place than my little corner of it. And I want to be able to reach out. And I want to see things and I want to live. I want to have experiences so that when I reach my old age, if I'm allowed to do that, that I don't look back on my life and think about all the things that I didn't do. Okay, that's getting real. That's getting to what we really want. You know, I want to find the perfect mate. Often people talk to me about that. How do you find the perfect mate? How do you, you know, what would you suggest? Which I find it ironic that since I'm divorced, people ask me that, but it goes into that place of, okay, what is it you really want? I want someone in my life. Okay, why do you want someone in your life? Well, I want someone in my life who will be there for me and support me and take care of me, so you want to be taken care of. You want to feel safe. Well, yes, and I don't want to be alone. Okay, well, what happens if you're alone? Well, then I'm not safe. You know, something could happen to me, and if something happens to me while I'm alone, who's going to take care of me? So look at what it is that you're really wanting. And I encourage each one of you out there, think of something, just any one thing that you want and that you want with all of your heart. Now take it to the next level down. Why do you want that? Let's go a little bit deeper. Do you want it because it's something that will change your life or something that maybe just in a particular moment will change your life, will make you feel better for that moment? Maybe your greatest want right now is a really good piece of chocolate, and that's all you would like. It's like, you know, I would love a piece of chocolate right now. And it may sound trivial, but okay, why do you want that piece of chocolate right now? Well, because when I eat chocolate, it makes me feel good, and it's yummy, and it's tasty. It's like, okay, and if it makes you feel good, what is it about you that isn't feeling good right now that you figure the chocolate might help? Then you're starting to get real. Then you're starting to get to what you really want. Maybe it's as simple as, you know, someone who is homeless or, you know, living in their car or houseless. And maybe they would just more than anything else want a nice hot shower and to be able to wear clean clothes. That would be a really neat thing to want. And even in that case, what is it that that represents? What would a hot shower and clean clothes mean? Maybe that they could feel more like a part of society. Maybe that they wouldn't feel out of place, that they would feel renewed. So when we think of those things that we want, what is it that we really, really want? What is it that that want is attempting to fill? And as I said, wanting is different from needing. A diabetic needs their insulin. Someone who has broken a bone needs a cast or something, you know, to support it. People who have no income, you know, need work in order to be able to support themselves. So when you look at what you need, there are basic needs. There's water, food, shelter, and those are pretty much it. That's like bottom line basic. You know, water, food, shelter, some people say clothing. But the idea of just having those basic needs met, and if you look at your life, it's like, okay, are those basic needs met? And it may be that they aren't. So take it from, you know, the perspective of, okay, do I need this or do I want it? And once again, there is nothing wrong with saying, look, I just want that. I don't need it, but I want it. So want it. So acknowledge that that's something that in this moment, that piece of chocolate or whatever, whatever the depth of what you really want, you know, you can explore it. Or you can just say, you know what, in this moment, I want a parking spot that's close to the door. And a lot of times, you know, one will pop up. It could be as simple as that. And why do you want that? Well, I want that because I don't want to have to walk as far to go in. Okay. That's reasonable. It's what you want it to mean. It is whatever you would like your wants, needs, or desires to into. If you want something to manifest, the first thing that you have to do is realize that it's something that you choose to have in your life. And like I said, you need to be specific. Don't just ask for the lottery win, because that's not really what you want. I mean, think about the what you have in your life, and you know, the whole concept of gratitude, I'm completely behind. I think that the best way to feel better about any given situation is to look for those parts in it that you can be grateful for. I was talking to somebody, and they were saying that, you know, they had, you know, a very low balance in their bank. And I said, okay. I said, well, are you going to bounce any checks? And they said, no. I said, so if that's all you have enough, and you had a little bit more than what you needed. And I thought about it. It's like, well, yeah, actually, you know, for the longest time, I was having to rob Peter to pay Paul, and now, you know, I may only have a few dollars in the bank, but, you know, a few months back, I wouldn't have had that. And just by realizing, wow, I was able to pay everything, and I've got a few dollars left over. That is a way of working gratitude and figuring out that maybe you have parts of what you want. You just don't have the whole package, but you have parts and pieces of it. You may not have that long-term, loving, lifetime relationship with a special someone, but you've got some friends that just mean the world to you and that you mean the world to. And you know that if you call them up in the middle of the night, and you wouldn't even have to say why, and, you know, they'd come running. That is cool. So, you know, you may want that, you know, soulmate relationship, but you have a little piece of it that I want someone there for me. I want someone who will take care of me. I want someone who I can share my joys and tears with. Almost all of us have someone that we can just go to and just cry. And they'll hold us, and then afterwards they'll tell us to suck it up or whatever it is that, you know, they do. But in that moment, that person is there. And maybe that person is divided up between five or six people, but the spirit of what you want is already there. It may not be wrapped in the package that you would like it in. You know, abundance can be as simple as paying all your bills and having a few extra dollars. And when that hasn't been the case for you, and I've been there myself, those times when it was like, okay, you know, this, I don't have enough. And the first time I realized, it's like, wait a minute, everybody's paid, and I still have, like, even if it's just like $10, it's, oh, my God, I've got $10. And in that moment, it felt really, really good, because I realized all I wanted was to be able to feel safe in paying my bills. And in that moment, I did. Take a look at the things that you want. Cherish them. Study them. Really make a point of bringing them out. And then take a look at what is the next level. What if you got that? What if you did get that big lottery win and you did all the things that you thought about? What would you want then? what would be the next step then? Always think of what the next step could be, because that allows us to move forward. Maybe you want to be able to go up on a mountain and meditate for a month and see what insights come to you. Well, that's a very cool thing to do. And I'm sure, yeah, after a while it might get uncomfortable or boring, or it might be the best thing you ever did. But is that really what you want? Or do you just want to feel your sense of spirituality in a deeper and more profound way? Because there are other simpler ways to do it. So once you establish what you really want, figure out, one, what would be the simplest way to achieve that, and two, what are you willing to do to achieve that? And those are some really important questions, and I ask them of myself every single day. I go into the idea of, wow, you know, what is it that I want for today? A lot of people call it setting an intention. Like, okay, what do I want today? Today, I would like to be gentler, maybe. I would like to have one moment where I feel really good. I would like to just have a reason to laugh really, really hard. I mean, it can be what you want, can be very simple, or it can be very complex. And even if it's complex, it can usually come down to something very simple. So think to yourself, what do you really, really want? So I want to thank everybody for joining me again today. And for the person who called in, I will try to reach you after the show. And because I guess kind of said that it was a really bad connection. And when I tried to log on with you, I didn't really hear anything. So it looks like you're still holding on. So I apologize that for some reason the technology didn't work, and I will give you a call after the show and see if I can answer your questions. And in the meantime, if you are interested in more information about me or any of the work I do, then you can check out my business website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. And I'm located here in San Jose, California. And you can also find out about some of the events that I hold at the meetup.com. And if any of you are on meetup.com, and for those that aren't, it's a website that allows groups of people who are interested in the same thing in a particular area to get together and interact with one another. So I have a meetup group called The Druids Grove. So you just go to meetup.com and search The Druids Grove. And I have different events and meditations that go on with that. Otherwise, you can check me out on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and do a search of Dr. Eileen or Frequencies, which is my book. And for those of you who wonder what I look like, you can actually get a chance to see what I look like. And if you're in a different area, then please get in touch with me if you'd like me to come out and look where you are. I love to travel. And with any event that I have, I love people to come up and let me know that they're a Healing House Radio listener. And since this show I know goes internationally, I would love to travel anywhere. So get in touch with me, and you can email me at dr.eileen@the-healing-house.com. So blessings to you all. I hope you have a wonderful week till we get together again next week. And I hope whatever it is that you really, really want comes true for you in the best, best possible. So this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, wishing you all a wonderful week. Blessings.